It's What Should I Do, Crew, on 94.5 PST.
All right, you ready, Joe?
Let's do it.
Let's bring on Kara. She's got a dating question for us. Hey, Kara, good morning.
Hey, guys. I love the show. I've listened for a long time. I've never really needed a call for this until now.
All right, so let's get to it. What's going on? What do we hear?
I'm sure she doesn't want just your help, Joe.
Oh, I guess not, yeah.
She just wants everyone's help. I don't know if you're the best one, but okay. Go ahead, Kara.
I do care what Joe says, but yes, I'd like everyone's opinion on this. Is it weird for a guy to be at happy hour by himself?
You mean he doesn't talk to anybody, or he's just like he's just hanging out by himself?
Okay, let me go back. I went to happy hour this past Friday with three of my girlfriends. Mm-hmm. I don't normally go to happy hour, but I'm single, so we figured let's get away from all the apps and go have fun, right?
Hey, I mean, you could meet somebody there, right? That's a good idea. No?
Exactly.
So I get it. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so after being there about an hour or so, we were dancing, and a guy came up to me and asked if he could buy me a drink.
So what did you say?
Well, I said yes.
Of course. Why not?
Exactly. I have nothing to lose. So we start talking, and I asked him who he was, like, there with, and he said he was there by himself.
And you think that's weird?
A little, don't you? Then I asked him if he always goes out by himself, and he said no. But most of his friends were in relationships or married.
So as a result of this, you didn't even give him a chance?
Well, we exchanged phone numbers, but when I told him when I told my friends about him, they thought it was sketchy, and they were like, "Well, who goes out alone?"
Hold up. I'm not sketchy, and I've gone out alone.
Wait, hold up. You are not a good example, Joe.
So my friends told me to watch out for this guy, and he's probably married or in a relationship. So I just wanted to ask, do you think that that's true? Does anyone innocent go out alone?
It's an interesting question, actually. Do me a favor, hang on, okay? We're going to get you some advice from our listeners. We'll open the phones for you, and then we'll bring you back on, and we'll tell you what everybody said, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, hold on. You know what, Joe? Seriously, I would have said this is a little sketchy until recently when, remember who told us he went out by himself? Our boss.
Oh, yeah, our boss, Sam,
just coming off a divorce, he said he was thinking to himself, he was telling us, how am I going to meet people? So he forced himself to, went to a bar by himself.
Went to a concert by
himself to try to meet, and he did meet.
Well,
he ended up meeting somebody on an app.
But he said going to those things alone, though, made him realize, I don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
Like, that's what forced him into getting out there.
Maybe this guy is kind of forcing himself to put himself out there. Maybe it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Listen, who am I to say I think going out alone is perfect? Listen, I would argue, too, there's something to be said. A guy can go out alone. I understand that a girl might not want to go out alone, but I would say to Kara in this case, remember, it's almost okay for a guy to... I'm a guy. I go out alone all the time. It's not a safety thing and all that other stuff that pops up sometimes.
But I also feel like people go out by themselves in their own areas because they're bound to know people.
Yeah, you're bound to run into people you know.
I don't think I would do it, to be honest.
I get it.
I'm more of a safety.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying as a solo male in a big city, it doesn't feel that risky to me at all. I go to places I know are safe. I go whatever, blah, 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 all that stuff. Like, I think it's fine.
All right. She needs your advice.
What should she do? I can't help myself. Call the crew now. 609-243-9778. Or tap the chat button on the 94.5 PST app.
Help here. We're doing What Should I Do, Crew, on 94.5 PST. Good morning. It's Chris, Joe, who, you know, we're not always the best with advice, so we open the phones and get advice for you. Kara was telling us that she went to happy hour with a bunch of her other single friends. She's single. And she ended up meeting this guy, and she found out that he was at happy hour by himself, not with anybody else. Excuse me. So she told her friends this after they exchanged numbers, and her friends were like, oh, no. This guy's up to something. You can't trust him. He's probably married. He's probably in some other relationship. Can't be trusted. So she wanted to know if we think that's the truth. So let's go to the phones. We have Kate and Philly on the line. Now, you go out by yourself, right, Kate? And you can be trusted.
I do, and I'm a Philadelphia school teacher. Hi, Philadelphia school people. Love you so much. If my students are listening, please do your homework. Seriously, since I got divorced, I mean, there's not always somebody to go out with, and sometimes it's like I love to go out to dinner by myself. There's something so pleasurable about just having a conversation within your head sometimes when you're not completely distracted, and it does open the possibilities. I've met the best people. Just like I met my bestie, like hi Chanel, like one of my all time best people, sit in a bar by myself. So like you never know, give him a chance. I'm like. Maybe it's just like me. Just like to go out and have fun sometimes.
Love it. Now, you're so outgoing, so that'd be perfect for you. I don't think everybody can do this, but I think Kara is.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kara's outgoing, and I think the guy that she met is probably outgoing enough to do exactly what you're saying.
Absolutely. I mean, definitely give him a chance. And really, I mean, if you want to be single, then nitpick and judge about every little tiny thing. But, like, if you give him a chance, you might find something actually, like, worthwhile to judge him on, you know?
Yeah. Kate, where are you going alone? Because you and I have probably dined side by side and not known it before, you know?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I will give a plug to my favorite Mount Airy tap room up in Northwest Philadelphia because, like, oh, my gosh.
I used to live up there. I used to live up there. Yeah.
I'll buy you a drink. Come up and have a drink with me sometime.
Well, I'll be your new best friend, Kate. There we go.
You got a new bestie there, Joe. All right, let's go to Anna in Northeast Philly because, I mean, you think he's cool, right?
Absolutely.
And go ahead.
I think it's okay for them to go out. It's more often than not, they're just going out to relax after work. And why wouldn't I want to see somebody out there, you know, be more, it's more interesting. Why would I want to catch them like in their basement, you know, online?
It's a better way to meet men, right? Like it's better if men
absolutely.
Go out alone.
They deserve to go out and relax and, you know, kick back and have a beer or two and meet a couple people.
And I guess
that's how you get to meet, you know, like your new best friends or your next, you know, love interest. Who knows?
And I guess it does prove that, you know, you're putting yourself out there. You have an interest, a genuine interest in meeting somebody.
Absolutely. And I'd much rather than meet them at happy hour than at night at like 10 o'clock at night when they're already half lit.
True. Or just want one thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Cherie in Princeton. I'm betting I know what you're going to say.
You know what? I remember when I was working, all the single people would go out after work at happy hour, grab something, grab some free food, and then you would go home. The ones that were married would go straight home. Sometimes they would grab a beer, but they would go quickly home because they know they want their significant others. I don't see anything wrong with it. Tell her it's happy hour. That's exactly when, if you're single, that's when you should go to the bars because the single ones go there because the beers are cheaper.
All that's cheaper. True.
No.
She's got a point. And sort of the other caller about the time of day that it is. You know, it's probably not a booty call if it's at 5 p.m. as opposed to midnight.
Before you know 8 p.m., I don't think you're not pushing booty call clock yet, you know?
So that's a good point. All right, let's go to Abby in Hamilton. What do you think?
To me, that is the reddest of red flags because that just, why? What is the purpose of going? That would be my number one question is like, why are you going? Why do you need to go to happy hour? So you can have drinks and go out and have drinks with your friends. Why are you going or go out and have drinks, I don't know, with the girl that you're dating? You know, me, if it was me. Like, why are you doing that? It seems really creepy and like on the prowl and a little bit predatory. I don't like it. That's a big red flag.
Oh, womp, womp. Just when we thought it was okay to tell her, although I'm still sticking with majority on this one, I think, Joe. Let's get her back on.
Kara,
are you there?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Most people are saying he's good. He probably went there with the best intentions and give him a try. You never know.
Okay.
Now, good luck telling your friends that because your friends seem to have made up their mind one way. So, you know, maybe only tell one of them when you go out
Hopefully
with them for that
date. Hopefully they listened or play him this podcast and there were a bunch of great reasons why he's cool to go out with.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. I mean, there's no hurt in giving him a chance, I guess, but maybe my friends have just like been through some stuff. I don't know.
Good luck. Hopefully it works out for you. It's Chris and the crew. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. What if you could win a car for getting in shape at the gym?
Okay, tell me.
This is insane. It's Chris and Joe. It's 7:31. So I was reading online that this gym, it's overseas. It's not happening here. But what if it did happen here? That this gym was offering a Porsche to the first person who lost a bunch of weight in 3 pounds in 3 months. So basically they get you fit. They say, come on in. We'll get you in shape. We'll get you losing weight. And the first person, I think it's 100 pounds actually. First person who loses 100 pounds in 3 months gets this Porsche. And let me tell you, that might be, it sounds like a lot actually. But if you're motivated and you got a car, look, you know what I mean?
I mean,
a
car the could motivation, be your prize. Yeah, the motivation's pretty serious.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you think gyms should offer things like this? But you know what's so funny about this,
why, Joe? Though? I mean, once they get your membership money, what do they care?
Have you ever, well, I don't think you've ever tried to lose weight, but if you've ever tried to lose weight, have you ever said to yourself, okay, I've hit 10 pounds or whatever, I'm going to get a cupcake?
Yeah, you reward yourself with food.
With food, yeah. Which is totally not what you should do, right?
No, but...
Or like, I remember I used to do this. I'd be like, okay, I hit a certain weight, I'm headed to McDonald's.
Dietitians like, actually say that anything in moderation is yeah, fine. So actually, but a car is that, not really quite the same thing.
That's
you know?
Some serious motivation right there.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right. A returning player from Bordentown, who I believe has been here once before. Brianna, and you said you in Bordentown, you said you didn't beat Chris the first try, right?
I did not. I think I lost by one, and it was like Lady Gaga's real name or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh. Well, Stephanie.
Stephanie Germata.
Yes.
You won't get that same
that
question.
Now, not forget.
Yeah, you'll never forget it, right?
I wish that was one of the questions yeah. today, but it is not. All right, Chris. We'll see you in a few minutes, Chris.
All okay? right, good luck.
All right, Chris is out of here as she walks out the door. Brianna, you know the rules. So here we go. Your quiz is going to start right now. Where did I put my sheet of questions? I lost them. Oh, my gosh. I've lied. There we go. All right, question number one. Ooh, I was nervous. Johnny Depp is reportedly working on a new version of the Scrooge movie for next Christmas. Johnny Depp has a few famous exes. Name any of them.
Winona Ryder.
Do you want to lock in Winona Ryder?
I do.
We've locked in Winona. Question number two. Simone Biles just revealed that she's had 3 plastic surgeries recently. She actually told her followers to guess what work she's had done. Simone is an Olympic gold medalist of what sport?
Gymnastics.
Do you want to lock in gymnastics?
Yes, please.
And the third and final question. The Grammy nominations are going to be announced on Friday. Last year, an artist became the single person to have won the most Grammys in their career with a very impressive 35. Who has won the most Grammys ever?
Wow, I'm so happy. These are my questions. Beyonce.
Do you want to lock in Beyonce?
Yes, please.
All right. Can't Beat Chris this morning is powered by our friends at Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Al's is where the locals go with live music 6 nights a week, happy hour specials, of course, as well. Brunch on Saturdays and Sundays, a full event calendar. We're going to be out there a little later this month on the 20th for another Chris and the Crew trivia night. Come say hey. So Al's, it's where the locals go. Their full event calendar, alsairportin.com. Good morning, Chris Rollins.
Hello.
All right, Chris, are you ready?
Sure.
All right, your quiz is going to start right now. Brianna's answers are all locked in. Question number one for you, Chris. Johnny Depp is reportedly working on a new version of the Scrooge movie for next Christmas. Johnny Depp has a few famous exes. Name any of them.
Oh, well, I feel like the original is Winona Ryder.
You both say Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
You're both correct. There we go. Press one button. All right, question number two, tied 1-1, going into this one. Simone Biles revealed that she's had 3 plastic surgeries recently. She actually told her followers on social media yesterday to guess what work she's had done.
Oh.
Simone is an Olympic gold medalist of what sport?
Gymnastics.
You both said gymnastics, and you're both correct. Tied 2-2 going into this final question. Let's see what happens here. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. The Grammy nominations are being announced on Friday. Last year, an artist became the single person to have won the most Grammys in their entire career at 35 Grammys. Mm. Who is that person that's won the most Grammys ever?
Beyonce.
You both said Beyonce. You're both correct.
Oh,
Brianna, that was very, very impressive getting all 3 today.
You showed up.
Yes, I pulled it out of my sleeve somehow.
You do not have to give us that phrase of shame. A tie goes to the house, meaning Chris's streak is now up to 27. But for playing along, we get tickets to go see Demi Lovato when she comes to the Xfinity Mobile Arena April 2026 in South Philly. Tickets on sale right now for everyone else at Ticketmaster.com. But hang on line, Brianna.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
We told you that Diddy just started serving his four-year sentence in Fort Dix. Fort Dix has a low-security prison, so he's in Jersey for the next couple of years, and we're hearing that he's bragging in jail that President Trump is going to be pardoning him early next year. God, I hope that's not true.
Well, it's a bold thing to go around a prison and say to your fellow inmates.
So just when you thought that he was humbled in jail, don't believe it. Stephon Diggs, you know, from the Patriots, and Cardi B's newest baby daddy revealed that it's a boy. She's due soon, so we'll keep you posted. Are you following Jen Aniston's new relationship at all, Joe? It is so cute. No, you're not.
Not really.
Rolling his eyes at
not
me.
Really. She just is out of my realm.
So her new boyfriend's name is Jim Curtis, and he celebrated his birthday by posting some black and white pictures with Jen, and he captioned the post, "If this is a dream, I don't want to wake up." Oh my gosh. How cute is that? I like this for her. I really do. I put it up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story for you so you can see. They're cute. He's good looking.
He's a good looking guy.
She always goes for a very chiseled looking man. Like
pretty boys.
Model type looking men. Yeah.
She goes for her pretty boys.
They're cute. So a new survey says, you got to watch out if you're on dating apps. A new survey says that 25% of online daters are hiding something.
Well, yeah, I would say 100% are hiding
something.
You
think it's a low number?
Yeah, I mean, we're all not telling something.
God, don't you need to just be honest?
You're not opening a line on a dating app being like, I'm in crippling debt or something.
Oh, God. You know what I mean? Well, I can see that.
Like, you know what I mean? So you're hiding something.
Okay. And if you're looking for a new show to watch, check out Nobody Wants This. It was just renewed for a third season by Netflix. In the first 11 days of season two, there were 18 million views.
It's popular.
Yeah, it's big right now. You're going to get more in season three of Joanne and Noah's love story. You know, Kristen Bell, Adam Brody are in that. My friends are telling me to watch it. I haven't yet, but I think I'm going to, Joe. I like a love story, right?
You
I
do.
Love love, so you I do. May check it out. All right, there's the scoop. When he's visiting Joe at his house, and Joe's a little frustrated. It's Chris and the Crew. Good morning. Joe Danzaro. I was just saying, a little roll call here. Joe Danzaro, our PST chief meteorologist.
So this is one of those things. If my mom is listening, you can turn off the radio for the next 20 minutes for the rest of your ride.
Cover your ears, Rose.
So I have roommates, and I'm actually curious. I want to start by asking a factual question. How do those that have had roommates or currently have roommates navigate doing adult things in the common areas of the home? I have suggested when nobody else is home and my roommates are not home, they have a trip coming up. So when they're away, I'm like, we could do it on the couch. Not that big of a deal.
He is so not into
this. He is so not into this.
He is like refusing, actually.
He said, that's a bedroom exclusive task. That's a behind closed doors task, is what he said.
And I heard, I saw the text conversation with you guys, and he's saying, and I understand where he's coming from, that it's a common area. It's not your area.
Yeah.
It's a common place. So he thinks you guys should keep it in the bedroom.
Only there. And I'm like, so I was asking Chris, so I was like, well, wait, in your house, you know, there's other people in the house.
Oh my God.
It's
getting harder and harder because obviously the kids are older and much more aware. Like when they were younger, they go to bed at 7 or 6 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was easy, you know, but now it's tricky. I'm always scared of the common areas because I never know when somebody's coming home. They could tell you they're coming home at a certain time, but that, remember, do you remember the story about when I caught my parents doing it?
Oh, I do remember this now.
That I left, they thought we were gone, and I forgot like my phone or something. I don't even remember what I forgot. And then turned around and went home, and my parents were doing it in the bedroom like 10 minutes after I left.
They're waiting for you to leave.
I don't want them walking in on anything. So I tend to keep it in the bedroom. Now, remember, when I was younger, I had a roommate. When John and I were dating, we did keep it in the bedroom.
I guess, yeah.
We did. And again, I didn't know ever. Remember, I had a male roommate, too. So I didn't never know when he was coming or going. Or like, we didn't have each other on Life 360 or anything. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I had no idea when he was coming home or, you know what. So I will say we didn't use the common areas.
I'll even take it a step further. I truly, because I think roommate etiquette is fascinating still to me after 5 years of having roommates.
No, I hear you.
I'm curious, like, at what point do we negotiate when we're allowed to watch the movie downstairs versus upstairs if we're all home? Is it by default their time on the couch? Couple time?
It is tricky.
Everything is tricky, actually.
It's not your house. Yeah. So I tend to think you need to retreat to your space.
Yeah, and then they tell me they don't see me ever. So like last night, I was up watching TV, sitting on the couch, and I was like, I was controlling the remote. We were both watching like election stuff, so it was fine. But I was like, I'm the one deciding which network. And I was like, should I be the one doing this?
I think you got to wait for an invitation.
Is this something I'm allowed to do?
And I don't think you've got a right to do it in the common areas. I don't.
I'll know when they're coming home because I have five of my friends with them. So I know when they're not home.
I need to stay in the bedroom. But you know what? Let's open the phone, see what everybody thinks.
Good morning, it's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST, your number one new music station. I'm Joe, that's Chris.
Hi there,
it's Chris. Wanted to change role reversal.
So listen, so Joe's boyfriend is refusing to, you know, do it on the couch in Joe's house because it's not Joe's house. It's Joe's a tenant in the house.
Yeah.
And he says that they've got no business doing that. It's the common area, he called it. The community area.
The community.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I kind of agree. I had a roommate when I was dating John, and we kind of steered clear of the living room and the common areas, too, only because I never knew, like, you know, we weren't on Life 360 back then or whatever. I never knew if my roommate was coming home, you know what I mean? Or, like, it was more a little, it was risky. You know, although you
some
know
people,
your roommates
some
are going
people
away.
People like
but,
that risk, you know?
No, I know.
Some
I
people,
know.
You are one of those people.
I know.
You do like that risk.
I kind of do sometimes, I don't know. What do you think about this?
Well, and our common areas, I think I blew Chris's mind when we just talked about this a couple minutes ago. I said, you know, everyone has sat on a couch where someone has done it and they just don't know it. Like everyone.
Let's go to Ava in Fairless Hills. Good morning. What do you think?
This is making me laugh. I had to call. I hate to admit this, but I've had female roommates in college. And before I moved in with my boyfriend, I think we all did it on the couch and didn't really think much about it. So he needs to chill and have a little fun.
You can tell him that, Joe. Chill. Let's have a little fun.
I mean, and like I was saying before, I was like, how do you navigate in general? How do you navigate couch time, shared space time.
Chris maybe you can cover it. Actually, you know what? That's somebody in the app chat is saying, throw a sheet over it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not a savage. I'm not a savage.
Or make sure another person saying, Ava. No, that was Ava. Let me look here. Oh, Lily says, just clean it afterwards. Spray a little Lysol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lysol?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I clean every time.
I don't think you're going to be able to convince him, to be honest. But you can try to tell him that everybody says that it's okay. But I don't think you're going to get far with this. But we'll see. It's 8:30, 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew. It's Chris and Joe Danzaro, our PST chief meteorologist. So Joe, super excited about this. I know you are too. This year again, we are doing Chris and the crew's 12 wishes of Christmas.
Yeah.
And I feel like, Joe, there's even a greater need this year.
Oh, gosh.
With everything going on and the economy and the government shutdown and everything like that. So this holiday season, once again, we've partnered with the Fleming Family Foundation and Shady Brook Farm, our friends there, to spread some extra cheer in the area to those who need it the most. So now through November 28th, so you have some time.
Yeah.
You can recommend a local family in need at 945pst.com. Tell us their situation, and then they'll be nominated to receive a special $2,500 gift via the Fleming Family Foundation. Very generous of them.
So generous. Yeah. So if you are facing hardship or you are or you know a family doing it, go ahead and submit the information in there right to them. And again, they handled it so well. We're so excited to do it again with the Fleming Family Foundation. They fully handle it with the discretion and the care it needs. And then we get to share some of those on air in December. But don't worry, we're not going to.
We're not going to change
all the detail.
No.
You know, we make it clear.
But this could be food on your table for your family. This could be rent that you didn't know how the heck you were going to pay. And, you know, this could be gifts under the tree for kids who don't understand that, you know, the family is struggling or, you know, whatever it is.
Last year, we read all the letters last year, you and I, and we got to read some from grandparents that were caring for families.
Sure.
We got to read about unexpected health struggles. You know, gosh, you and I were just talking a couple of seconds ago about our health. It's open enrollment season in health insurance, right? And I was saying to you, I couldn't afford to get sick. I couldn't imagine. I'm only answering for me. I'm not answering for a child this time of year.
You've seen the memes or whatever on social media that says, be kind. You never know what somebody's going through. That is so true. So it's okay to ask for help. So again, if you are someone or if you know someone in need and can use the extra cheer this holiday season, go to 945pst.com and check out all the details and enter them for Chris and the Crew's 12 Wishes of Christmas.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
We just found out that Katy Perry has new music on the way. She announced that her new single is called Band-Aids and it's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah,
she posted the artwork. It's like a close-up of her face with tiny cuts that you can see on her forehead, like her cheek, her nose, and her lips. So it'll be interesting.
I have a feeling, an educated guess.
It'll sound just like all the other Katy Perry songs.
No, it's might be about a recent split she had. Might be.
Lando.
So I might say that's true.
Interesting. So Cup Noodles, I got some food news for you. Cup Noodles is back with two kind of wild limited edition flavors. Turkey dinner and pumpkin pie ramen cups.
Okay, something. Turkey dinner I could see being a soup because turkey soup is...
Well, and honestly, they say it tastes just like chicken.
Yeah,
some reviewers have had it already, you know. Now, it's the pumpkin pie one that reviewers are saying is kind of gross, actually.
I don't know that I want pumpkin pie soup.
Right.
That's a weird sensation in your mouth.
Although pumpkin soup is a thing.
Pumpkin soup is a thing, you're right. But pumpkin pie is sweeter than pumpkin.
Exactly. So just so you know, that's coming out soon. Subway's got new Thanksgiving themed, like festive sandwiches too. The festive chicken, the festive turkey, and then the turhampkin, which is their take on turducken, basically. So it's a mashup of everything. It's ham, it's turkey, cheese, spinach, onions, mayo, you name it. It's basically on that sandwich. Do you know, but speaking of sandwiches, by the way, the official America's favorite sandwich, grilled cheese. I love a grilled cheese.
You do?
I do. You don't like grilled cheese?
No.
Well, cheese in your belly,
no, not
right?
Even just, I don't, IBS not even just my belly. I don't like cheese. I don't like the taste of cheese.
A grilled cheese with like tomato on it or something. Oh my God.
That does nothing.
Burn the cheese a little bit. Yum. So yeah, it's officially America's favorite sandwich. Okay. 5 times it's okay to text your ex.
When there's a death.
You're compelled to apologize.
Okay.
Okay. You've got big news and you don't want them to find it out on social media. I don't know what news
could be. What counts as big news?
Yeah,
I guess
I don't know.
Engagement kind of thing. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe a death of someone they knew. I don't know.
I've always told the most recent ex when I enter a new relationship.
You can handle like a brash brush off. Okay. You're finishing old business is number 4. And you genuinely think they're the one and want to try to get back together.
I didn't hear you say...
You're genuinely thinking this could work.
I didn't hear you say booty call, though. That's number 6?
Not on there, Joe. There's the scoop. It's Chris and the Crew, 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. You're so awkward.
I'm so awkward.
At times. You don't understand. When we have meetings in here and when we have parties here and stuff... Joe acts like he's never been in public before.
Never. Truly, truly don't.
It's so funny to me because you're so outgoing on the radio.
This is my, and I would say with those that I know, I'm extroverted. I'm, you know, I'm the life of a party with those I know.
But you ran into a friend and were awkward.
I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. So Monday night, I stopped in a grocery store I don't normally stop in. And it was like 7 o'clock. I pulled into the parking lot. And mind you, I'm in South Philly already. So I'm not used to, I just wasn't used to driving to the grocery store all that. And I hear a toot toot coming up behind me. And I look up and it's one of my very best friends. And I was like, oh no.
Why? I don't understand why it's mind an, oh, you, no.
This friend and I are so close. We had just been together all afternoon Sunday at the bar. We were together Sunday afternoon for 4 hours.
Okay.
So
you're used to being around him.
I mean, I'll see him probably tonight.
He's one of your best friends.
But then I was like, oh God, do we have to grocery shop together? Oh my God. Is he going to judge what goes in my cart? Is he going to be like, Joe only eats frozen food? Oh my God. Oh my God. Do we have to walk around the store together? Oh dear
you
God.
You don't go to the grocery store much, do you?
No.
Because there is grocery store etiquette, I would say. And for somebody who goes to the grocery store weekly, you know, because obviously I have a family to feed.
Weekly now.
You say hello. You make a little small chat, whatever. You make a little small talk, and then you go on your way.
That's
you don't
what we
have
did.
To grocery That's shop with him.
We settled on not shopping together.
Why
I was like,
would you shop
I'm going to go
together?
This way now. Bye. Because he seemed more like the kind of guy that was going to buy, like, I know him. And actually, I saw a picture
Is
of dinner.
He buying, like, healthy foods?
He was
and
buying
stuff?
Much healthier foods than I was. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go over here and buy crappy frozen food now.
Yeah.
I just didn't want him to judge me.
You would never have to, don't ever feel obligated to shop with someone. Can you imagine going up and down each aisle?
Then I was bopping around. I was like, oh God, I don't want him to see my cart. So I was like trying to hide. I never ran into him again in the
you
store.
You are so
And
awkward.
I'm going to see him tonight. And it's going to, oh,
He's
Lord.
Probably not even going to mention it and not even have thought about it since then. And here you are stressing about it.
I'm calling it cringe.